Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back. Hour two of the Monday edition of the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Let's just call it Jade Monkey Party Eve. The big party tomorrow. Please join us. Live broadcast, Jade Monkey, Madison, Wisconsin, 217 Cottage Grove Road. We've got John Nichols. We've got Joe Parisi, Dane County Executive. We've got my buddy Dominic coming to town early to hang out and party with all you fine people. And also, it looks like we have confirmed Tom Nelson, U.S. senatorial candidate. We'll pick a specific time for Tom, but looks like he's coming to the party tomorrow. I've got a statement from a candidate who will not be in attendance. He has already confirmed he has prior plans. A statement from Alex Lazary. From Milwaukee, Buffalo, and beyond, we must put an end to gun violence epidemic. Dateline Milwaukee. In the wake of gun violence travesties taking place across the nation, Alex Lazary released the following statement. Our country should be alarmed at what we've seen in the past couple of days. Shooting after shooting, it's clear we need real change. The Friday night shootings downtown after the Bucks game, the 5 homicides across Milwaukee over the weekend, and the attack in Buffalo are just the latest examples of the gun violence epidemic ravaging communities across our country. Extremism and gun violence are destroying our communities. It's too easy to obtain deadly weapons. It's too easy to imagine a loved one being lost to gun violence. It's too easy for politicians to sit on their hands and do nothing to address this epidemic. It's time to address the gun violence and crime that is continuously washing over our country. We need to properly fund public safety so that we can put out more sworn officers on the streets, double down on the funding for community crime prevention, and invest in efforts to decrease recidivism. But most importantly, according to Alex Lazary, his statement, we need to make sure that we are keeping guns out of the hands of dangerous people. From Milwaukee, Buffalo, and beyond, we must put an end to the gun violence epidemic. So says U.S. senatorial candidate and Bucks executive on, you know, I guess candidate leave, Alex Lazary. Now, that is quite different than the attitude being struck by, let's just call it, the Republicans, specifically the gubernatorial candidates here in the state of Wisconsin. I referenced Tim Michaels and Rebecca Clayfish. Journal Sentinel reporting, Michaels and Clayfish, Republicans running for governor, called for more police after shootings near the Deer District. Let's see what they have to say specifically. Republicans running for governor calling for cracking down on gun violence Monday after 21 people were injured in 3 shootings near Milwaukee's crowded Deer District. Construction business owner Tim Michaels announced if he wins the race, he will fire Milwaukee County District Attorney John Chisholm. He's also going to, what, fire all the elections commissioners? He's already made that statement. He's going to fire a lot of people. You know, creative destruction, as they say. He's going to fire Milwaukee County District Attorney John Chisholm, hire more prosecutors, increase penalties for felons caught with guns, and here's the coup de grace, build a $350 million prison. More prisons. That'll solve these problems. Former Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish held a news conference outside the FISER Forum to tout plans she released months ago to fire Chisholm, hire 1,000 cops around the state, and tap the state patrol to help local law enforcement. Why not the National Guard? Here is her statement. We need Milwaukee to be a safe place for families. The Deer District to be a destination and not the Fear District anymore. Oh, do you see what she did there, Fancy? It's the Fear District.
No, it rhymes.
Do you think Alex Walker wrote that for her? That's so clever. It seems like it came from a wanker.
Well, I hope they workshopped it.
Well, he does work on a big campaign, I hear. While the Republicans push for more policing, they steered away from increasing background checks for gun purchases. That's the ironic part, right? They don't actually want to do anything that would really solve any problems. They just like to talk. It's Tony's fault. It's Biden's fault. A trio of shootings, according to this reporting, occurred Friday near the Deer District after 11,000 people gathered to watch Game 6 of the Eastern Conference semifinal playoff series between the Bucks and the Celtics. 17 were injured in one incident alone. 17 people hurt, one incident. Michaels and Clayfish offered their plans as they gear up for the Republican Party convention right down the road from Crudy and Middleton this weekend. They and other Republicans have made addressing crime a top issue in their campaigns. Well, Rebecca basically launched her campaign with Tony Evers burned down Kenosha. If you elect me governor, I will not burn down Kenosha. Sort of a startling promise she makes to us. A little bit more. Also running for governor are management consultant Kevin Nicholson and state rep Tim Michaels. No, they've got that wrong. I think they mean Tim Ramjam of Campbellsport. You know, Black Betty, Ramjam. There's some news on his front as well. He's got a high-powered Trumpster aide working for him now. Ramjam does.
Oh.
Someone should correct this here. But anyways, the winner of the August 9th primary will face Democratic Governor Tony Evers in November. Evers has provided more than $100 million to law enforcement agencies, public safety programs, and violence prevention efforts using federal funds. Let me try that again. I'll try to read the words in the order they're actually written here. Violence prevention efforts, you know, the federal funds, meant to help states recover from the coronavirus pandemic. He has called on lawmakers to provide more permanent funding to local governments to help cover policing costs. Here is a quote from the Evers campaign spokesperson, Kayla Anderson. The governor's investments, pardon me, the governor's investments are helping tackle the root causes of crime and investing in proven community-based solutions across Wisconsin. Now, Michaels, Clayfish, and Nicholson have pushed to have Chisholm step down or be fired. One of Chisholm's assistant district attorneys recommended bail of $1,000 for Daryl Brooks. He, of course, is the guy that drove the SUV through the Christmas parade in Waukesha. Brooks is now, well, we mentioned that, killing six and injuring dozens of others. It's not clear how Michaels or Clayfish could fire Chisholm on their first day in office, as he is a elected county-level representative, a prosecutor, and they would be the governor, and you can't just go fire people willy-nilly in governments you don't actually run. It's not how it works, guys. But anyway, setting that part aside, state law allows governors to remove district attorneys, but only if they receive a formal complaint, holding a hearing, and determine there is sufficient reason to unseat the prosecutor. In a statement, Nicholson on Monday blamed crime in Milwaukee on Evers, Chisholm, and of course, Attorney General Josh Call. You know, the three Democrats. We're seeing the fundamental dissolution of law and order right before our eyes. Governor Evers, Attorney General Call, and District Attorney John Chisholm have let lawlessness fester, and the rest of us are sick of it. You know what I'm sick of? The fact that no one has really been significantly charged for the Capitol insurrection of January 6th. And I'm not talking about the low level, the prosecutor, the violent insurrectionist. I'm talking about those that planned it, those that coordinated it, those that wanted it to happen. That sort of lawlessness, that's what really bothers me, sir. In March, Nicholson called for establishing a mandatory minimum sentence and mandatory bail amounts and establishing law enforcement liaisons in the governor's office. Well, you know, Scott Walker was the king of mandatory minimum sentences. Scott Walker received lots of campaign donations from a private prison industry group called CCA, I believe. And when the Wankinator was a state lawmaker, just a lowly state rep, well, he was the guy that kept pushing the truth in sentencing laws here in the state of Wisconsin. And I would point across the river to the state of Minnesota, where they often listen to us here on AM 950. You realize Minnesota has an incarceration rate about half of ours. They got 5.4 million people. I think we're at 5.8 million. Relatively equitable populations. And they got half as many people in prison. And regarding their state resources, they spend like half as much on prisons, on incarcerating people. So these newest Republican proposals are spend more money on prisons. Presumably, they're talking about, what, throwing more people in jail, more incarceration, stiffer bond, you know, all these things. Keep them in jail. Lock all of them up, right? Because that way your white fear out in the suburbs that we've ginned up on right-wing talk radio for years. And now we, you know, turn on the Foxy News and they tell you the immigrants are going to replace you. I mean, it's all pretty, you know, white supremacist here on some level. All these calls for more cops on the streets. They're not calling for cops on the streets of Waukesha, are they, Fancy?
Oh, no, not at all. And I want to point out that those people who perpetrated those crimes, the 17 shootings, or all those shootings, most of them are in jail because there was enough of a police presence that they got most of the people there, and the cops didn't even fire a shot. There was a huge police presence already. More cops are going to stop people who already saw cops? Come on.
Let me read one final statement from the Michaels campaign. Wisconsin is on the wrong track, and I will work with any willing partners to fix the mess created by generations of politicians who have accepted no for an answer. Michaels will not accept no for an answer. Just ask his wife. Come back, more devil's advocates. You better come back. No is not an acceptable answer.
Lock her up, lock her up.
I am taking them to imprison them in prison.
Lock her up, lock her up.
Have you ever been in a Turkish prison?
Lock her up, lock her up.
Look, if you send a word, I don't think it means what you're